Welcome to Christians versus the World. I am your host, Dr. Gregory Williams. Thank you for joining me. So last time we talked about the believer's old walk compared to his new walk, his old walk before Christ, and now his new walk in the Lord Jesus Christ, and how different those things are. But so different is a proper comparison would be between darkness and light, between that which is right and wrong, holy and unholy lives. All of this can be said because of who we are now in Christ. Before Jesus Christ, we were living a sinful, hostile life against God, walking in disobedience to Him. But now, in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, here we are walking this new life in Jesus Christ, a life of faith, a life of boldness, a life of righteousness. When I say boldness, boldness in doing the right things, a life that gives honor to God, who has brought us out of darkness into His wonderful light, into His kingdom. We made the point also how the unbeliever thinks it's strange. They are surprised that we no longer carry on in those things that we used to do. I said in the same way they think it's strange for us or surprised by us that we no longer carry on in our past evil ways. We think it's strange when we look at them as believers, looking at the world and how they carry on in disobedience against God, and they are comfortable in their sin, comfortable in doing wrong. We use this walk analogy, this walk example, as a way of further pointing out Christians versus the world. Our walk now compared to our walk that we used to have, compared to where they still are. We are not on the same side. Again, it's the Christian side, and what you have on the other side are those who are on Satan's side, those that are on the side of the world. They still walk in darkness. And that at one time was us, but that's not us any longer. So what I want to do right now is to go further in talking about this walk. There's a lot that can be said about our walk in Jesus Christ. I want to emphasize this about the walk. And I'm going to use Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to talk about our main subject matter for the day. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 reads, "Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called." That's the Apostle Paul. Listen again what he says. "Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called." And that is our subject matter. That is what we are talking about on this broadcast, a worthy walk. Since you have been called by God, since you have been called of Him to salvation, then now what comes with you being in Christ, being the called of God, the scripture commands you to walk in this new way and to walk in it in such a way that it is considered a worthy walk, something of value. When I say worthy, something that is meaningful, something that is not useless, something that has merit as far as the walk. That is what we're called to do now. And I'll go further into talking about the worthiness of your walk. Let me deal with or bring up two other passages that I want to give to you before I make my points about this worthy walk. Another scripture is Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. The Apostle Paul says, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Again, notice what he says, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. One other scripture reference here is Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. "So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Let me read it again. "So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." So you see with these passages how they connect this worthy walk with your calling. Since you have been called of God, since you have been called of salvation, then you are to walk worthily. You are to have this worthy walk now. Your life now and the things that you do, things that you participate in, the person that you are now, who you are now in the Lord Jesus Christ, is to be something that is of worth, of value. So here's a few points that I want to make in dealing with this worthy walk in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our first point, since you have been called, since you have been called to salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, by God, since you have been called by God to salvation, this is your calling. Since you have been chosen by God, since you are now on Team God, since he has elected you for salvation, since you have this great privilege, this great honor, then let your walk show that in gratitude. Let the worthiness of your walk come from a place where you are rejoicing, where you are thankful that God has chosen you. So then you are now saying, it is not simply good enough for me to say, Lord, I'm on the team. I want to show my gratitude towards you, my thankfulness toward you, by living the way that you have called me to live in this worthy way, to walk in this worthy way. You might ask me again, then what are you getting at when you say this worthy way? Well, you're no longer walking in sin. You're no longer walking in darkness. You cannot do the things that you used to do. You are now looking to please him in all respects, as Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 says. You want to do what pleases God. You want to do this in, again, a spirit of thankfulness, of joy. God has chosen you. He has chosen you out of darkness. He could have allowed you to stay in your sin, but he did not. He brought you out of darkness. He brought you out of sin. He brought you out of that old foolish life that you used to live. Your ultimate destination was hell. So now you should rejoice in the calling that you have, rejoicing in such a way that it leads you to live this life of worth now, a life of value to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This walk now that you have, or that you should have now in the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to be this worthy walk in joy, thankfulness for what God has done for you. So just keep in mind, as you seek to walk this new life, this worthy walk in Christ, just keep in mind where you could have been, what you could have been doing, where you could have remained. Nevertheless, God chose you. He called you out of that darkness, called you out of your foolishness. And now here you are, this new person in Jesus Christ. That should be motivation, again, for you to walk this new life in Christ, to walk worthily. On the second point, I want to go further and explain more about this worthy. And the way that I want to do this is by emphasizing two aspects of this worthy walk, two facets, two parts to this worthy walk. I've already touched on the first part when I bring up to you that this new walk that you have in Christ and is to be worthy. I'm saying that this worthiness means that it is characterized by righteousness. It is characterized by holiness. It is characterized by doing the right thing. You are called to be holy. So in order for me to live a life that is going to be worthy of my calling, to have value, to show that it means something, that it has merit, then the character of my walk has to be that of righteousness. It has to be that of holiness and that which is good. I cannot claim to have lived or claim to be living a life worthy of my calling if I'm still walking in sin, if I'm still doing things that I know is displeasing to the Lord, if I'm still in my former walk. So going back to passages like Ephesians chapter 2, which we touched on last time, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, this I say therefore and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind. Ephesians 4:22, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit. And one last one here, Titus chapter 3, verse 3, for we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. See, all of those things there is not a worthy walk. That is who we used to be. So in order for my life to now, or my walk to now be worthy, it has to be characterized by righteousness, by love, by holiness, again, by those things which I know that are pleasing to God. So that's one aspect of the worthy walk. But another aspect is this, and this is where things can look very different for the Christians. The way my walk is in the Lord and what your walk is in the Lord, while it can have the same characteristics or the same attributes as being holy, righteous, a walk of love, and whatever attributes that are right that we attribute to this, there is this difference in what you choose to do. This is where a difference will come in. that your walk will not look like mine. I've chosen to do things like teaching the Word of God, preaching the Word of God. I've chosen to do things like planting a church. I've chosen to do this podcast. These are things that I think are worthy to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm saying to you that even the things that you choose to do in your walk, let those things also be worthy. Not only having a life characterized, a walk characterized by holiness and righteousness, so it's worthy in that sense, but also even the things that you choose to do, let those things be worthy. Let those things be of value. Let me give you an example. Let me make a distinction in what I mean here. That you can have desires and or work that you want to do for the Lord that is noble, that is honorable, that is worthy. Things like serving in the church, whatever role that you have in the church. It doesn't have to be where you are the pastor. It doesn't have to be where you are the lead singer in the choir. Whatever gifts God has given you and you're using those gifts and those talents for his kingdom, for his purposes, well, that's good. If it's even something outside of the church where you are looking to use your gifts, your talents, you are looking to spread the love of Christ. Maybe you want to start some type of program. You want to volunteer somewhere. You want to help the kids in the community. You want to go out and spread the gospel. Whatever it is that you want to do for the Lord, again, making sure, aiming for something that is noble, something that is good, something that is righteous, something that is different from the person who's saying, you know what I'm getting ready to do with my time and my walk, I'm getting ready to keep up with sports. I'm getting ready to take up this hobby that's going to take up so much of my time. Such things, and I'm not saying that watching sports or certain hobbies are bad in themselves. I am saying this, that in the task and the deeds that you are looking to do with your time, that you want to set goals, set purposes for your life that is of worth. I've seen people who have retired from work and their whole life or their days consist of nothing that brings any value to the kingdom of God in any kind of way. You would have thought that the more time that they now have since they've retired from their jobs would have allowed them to dedicate more time to the kingdom of God. That is not the case. So what am I saying? I want you to understand my point. That you can be holy and righteous in watching a ball game. There's nothing wrong with that. So in a sense that someone could say, well, listen, I haven't sinned against God. I'm walking worthy in that manner. But in another way, I'm saying to you that what you are deciding to do, even in your walk, you want that to have value. You want to aim for noble goals, noble deeds, deeds worthy of your calling. So let your deeds, let the things that you are looking to do for the Lord, let your the things that you are walking in, since you are walking in a holy way, let what you do also be done in a holy and worthy way. Let your goals and your deeds be worthy. Stop with the pettiness. Stop with the foolishness. Stop with the worldliness. Aim for something noble. Aim for something worthy of your calling. Some people like to say aim big. My focus is not to aim big. My focus is to aim worthily, a worthy walk, something, again, that what I'm doing for the Lord is something that's going to be pleasing to Him. And I know that the Lord is not pleased with me wasting time doing things that bring no benefit to His kingdom, things that has no value in the end. And I'm not trying to say that we don't have this downtime, or we don't have times we just want to relax and have fun. I'm not dismissing those things. I'm saying, though, still at the end of the day, you have been called, you have a purpose for being here, and you want to get busy with the things that God has called you to do. And let me use this opportunity also to bring up Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Whatever you do. I'm saying, even on your job, make sure that you are doing your job in a way that brings glory and honor to God. Make sure that you are doing your job in a worthy way unto the Lord. Everything that we do is to bring glory and honor to Him. So even in our walk then, our walk includes our job, and we want to do that in a worthy way. That's point number two. Third point here. Remember that the standards are high. You are representing God. Your walk, this worthy walk that I'm speaking on today, is a walk that represents God. You are in the family of God now. And your walk is to reflect that you are in the family of God. So that means you have to keep things high. The standard has to be high. You have to make sure that your walk is of such high quality, of such high value. You just can't do it the way you want to do it. You have to make sure the standards are in line with God's word, in line with His will. You are representing Him. That is one reason why, for me, I do not get into questionable things. What I mean by questionable things that can bring embarrassment to the Lord. I recognize that I'm His servant, that I am now representing Him, that He has called me out of darkness. I'm thankful for that, as I may mention. But I'm also aware of this. By me representing Him, I need to keep everything at this high standard, this high quality. I don't want to get involved with questionable things. So for me, smoking and drinking, where others, even Christians, will indulge in these things, not me. Not me. I'm not saying that you are sinning if you indulge in such things, or that you, if you smoke or drink, that means you are doing something against God's will, or against something He specifically commanded. I am saying, for me, that I recognize that some things are permissible for me, but not all things are beneficial, as the scripture says. And going back to my point here, I'm representing God. I'm in His family, so I'm trying to keep my standards high. The quality of what I do high. My walk in Him, this worthy walk, I want it high. I don't want to be high on drugs. I don't want to do things that's going to bring His name into question. No, I want to keep my standards high. I want to show that in all things, I'm aware that since I'm a part of His family, of His kingdom, then I'm not going to allow myself to get caught up in questionable things. I'm not going to lower the standards in any kind of way where now God's word, the church, Christians can be called into question by my behavior. I've been called out of darkness. I'm representing Him. The scripture says that therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making His appeal through us for others to be reconciled. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Since I'm ambassador for Christ, then I want to walk in this worthy manner, this manner where, again, things that I do is of value, the character of my walk is of value. But even with that said, I'm saying of high quality, high standard. I'm not looking for the shortcuts. I'm not looking to do it the way the world would do it. The world might say, oh, it's good enough. You can do this, you can do that. I'm not looking to do that. I'm looking to make sure that my standards and what I do, my walk, in order for this walk to be judged worthy, it has to meet the standards that God has laid out. And let me say this, the high standards have to apply, especially in ministry and what you're doing for the Lord. I don't understand how pastors allow themselves to go down certain paths and commit certain moral failures and still believe that they are qualified to pastor in the church. 1 Timothy chapter 3 gives us qualifications for the pastor. And if you don't meet those qualifications, or if you have dropped the ball and failed when it comes to those qualifications, those are not suggestions. Those are commands that you must meet. These are standards that God has set for those that would pastor. And I just used the pastor as an example here. But it applies to all of us who are Christians, that if you are serving, you are serving for the Lord, serving the Lord, then the standards that he has set, you want to make sure that your walk and what you do for him is in line with him. The world might say to you, oh, it's all right for you to have cheated on your wife and now steal pastor a church. This is what they might say to the pastor. The word of God does not allow that. And the church has dropped the ball in this area. Well, certain churches, they've dropped the ball where they're not willing to hold people accountable. So even when it comes to the deacons in the church or people in positions of leadership in the church, they see these moral failures. They see where these people's lives are not lining up with the scripture. It is not according to God's standard. Yet they allow them to continue to serve. They allow them to continue on a path or on this walk that they should not be on. And I'm saying that is missing what we should be doing. That's not walking in a worthy way. You have to keep the standards high. And in order for you to keep the standards high, you then have to keep them according to what God has said in his word. A lot of people are not willing to do that. A lot of people just aren't willing to have such high standards about their walk, to make sure they are walking in holiness, to make sure that the things that they're seeking to do is in line with God's will, the deeds that they're looking to do, to make sure that those deeds are something that's going to be pleasing with God. They're not willing to do it. And really, this brings me to my last point. And the last point is this. If you're going to walk worthy of your calling, if you're going to do the things that I've been suggesting to you in this podcast, if you want to have a walk that's pleasing to God, if you want to have a walk that's worthy of your calling, if you want to have a walk that God will count you worthy, as he says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, to this end also we pray, Paul says, for you always, that our God will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power. That if you're going to have such a walk, you have to be ready to sacrifice. You have to be ready to discipline yourself. A lot of people are not willing to do this. A lot of people are not willing to hold themselves to the standards, to the high standards. They're not ready to make the sacrifice. They're not ready to have the discipline that's needed to carry on such a worthy walk. The worthy walk is not easy. The worthy walk is not something that's passive. The worthy walk costs something. in order for you to have this worthy walk before the Lord, you're going to have to discipline yourself. You're going to have to let go of some things. You're going to have to pay the price. And again, a lot of people are simply not willing to pay the price. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, it says this: "But have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." The scripture says, have nothing to do with fables. You know, don't get caught up with the stuff that old women get caught up with. Don't focus on stuff like that. Really focus on disciplining yourself for the purpose of godliness. Focus yourself for the purpose, discipline yourself for the purpose of this worthy walk. You got to get yourself together. You got to be disciplined. You have to be ready to do this. You got to be willing to give this your all, to make the sacrifices, to be willing to go without, to willing to stay up later, to willing to get up earlier, willing to say, "Lord, because I'm mindful of you, I'm going to let this go. Lord, because I'm mindful of you, I'm going to start doing this." That's what we do as Christians. This is what we're called to make the sacrifice, put in the work, be disciplined. Not to be weak about this, not to be pathetic, not to give half-hearted effort in regards to this, not to say, when here we are, things that we're trying to do for the Lord, time we have any kind of setback, we say, "Okay, Lord, well, I can't do it. Okay, Lord, that's too much. Lord, you know, none of us are perfect, and so I'm just going to stop right here." No, you press on. You have to do more. You don't have time to be on the internet, on social media all day. You don't have time to be still rumbling in sin. You don't have time to be caught up on nonsense and worldly things. You have to let it go. You have to let your mind, your focus, your heart, your efforts, your energy be given toward this worthy walk. It costs all that you have now in serving the Lord. You should be willing to give your all to Him so that you can please Him, so that He again will count you worthy of the calling. Oh, if you would do that. I always say, in closing here, that this podcast is not only for the believer, but for the person who is the unbeliever now, that the Spirit of God may be working on your heart so that you recognize that, listen, I need to leave the darkness. I need to leave the world and come to Christ. It is important for you now to start living this new worthy walk in Jesus Christ, for you to let go of your old ways, for you now to say, "Let me bring glory to God by how I live. Let me bring glory to God by giving up the things that I used to do and now live for Him. Let me now place faith in Jesus Christ and start living this worthy walk for God, who called me out of darkness into His kingdom." The same way it is for all of us as Christians. Thank you. My name is Dr. Gregory Williams. Thank you for joining Christians versus the World.